Gurney's got it here, 102.3 XLC, Wes and Leah. And we welcome back Susie from the Gurney Park District. Susie, thanks for coming back in.
Hi, Leah and Wes. Glad to be here.
You smell beautiful. Does she not? As soon as she walked in here, it smells so good.
I got kind of a cold thing going on, I'm going to guess that yes.
Yes. No, you smell good. She brought some treats from Tina's. So.
From now on, let's start every Gurney's Got It that same way. On how the guests smell.
Yes. That's right. That's
how awkward would that be?
You're not quite Susie, but...
The scent really changed when this dude walked in. No, I'm kidding. Susie, we welcome you back, though, and we've got some things going on here in Gurney to talk about. Holiday Lights is back this year.
Yes, actually, it's not back. This is the first year that we're doing Holiday Lights.
Because I was like, I didn't hear about this last year. Maybe they took a break because of COVID, but this is a first. All right, tell me more.
Yes, it's going to be like a wonderful, wonderful event, and we're holding it at Walton Plaza. If anybody don't know where that is in Gurney, it is right across the street from Fire Station Number 1.
Okay, and is that on Old Grand? Grand?
Yeah,
okay.
It's on Old Grand, right across from the school too. Right in that area.
Okay.
I wouldn't have known Viking Middle School.
Yeah. I live in Gurney, and I wouldn't have known what that is called. What is it?
Walton Plaza. You know, it's named after Dick Walton, our previous mayor.
Huh. Okay. Yeah. Now I know. I'm learning.
It's a beautiful, beautiful area. So it's a good place to hold that event, and it's on Thursday, December 2nd, from 5:30 to 7:30. You know, we picked December 2nd because we wanted it to be early in December, mm-hmm. so people are not too busy and they have the time to come out. And on a Thursday night, I think it is just going to be one wonderful event.
So what can we expect? I'm assuming lights.
Yeah, okay. Obviously lights. Obviously lights. There are some trees there, and we're going to decorate the entire area with a lot and lot of lights. And we have holiday carolers.
Oh, so cool.
Yeah.
Do you need any extras?
No.
What? Do you want to join in?
I'll speak for Susie. No, I'm a terrible monotone singer.
I can sing. I sing in choir at church.
Maybe.
What, Wes?
You do not.
I did as a child.
Well, maybe we need to do an audition for you, Leah.
Okay, all right. Thank you, Susie.
Yes, yes.
So aside from the holiday carolers, there will be some...
There will be a lot more things.
Yeah.
There's other music. There are going to be food trucks. And Jack Linehan is here from Village, and he knows which food trucks are coming.
Oh, Jack has all the intel. Are you going to be able to tell us about that, Jack?
I can share. So we have two confirmed so far.
All right.
El Zorro Tacos, a taco truck. They do birria tacos.
There.
Birria is amazing, and they do really good ones. And we also have My Funnel Truck. So a funnel cake. They do like fun cereal funnel cakes.
So we've got tacos and we've got funnel cakes. Count me in.
You know that funnel cake? I almost thought about going into business with funnel cakes.
Really?
Yeah, because at Gurney Days, that was the line that was the longest.
Oh, yeah.
From the
moment
it opened. What's that?
Do you even know how to make them?
Oh, I'm sure I can YouTube it and make them. Come on.
You just put in pancake stuff in a little squeeze bottle, right?
How hard can it be?
Come on. If it was that easy, everybody would do it.
Oh, because it takes time.
Yeah, I don't have time for that. Susie doesn't have time for that. We're busy.
Boy.
We're
That's
busy.
Right.
Planning
That's
things
right.
like holiday lights. I know. A petting zoo.
Petting zoo.
What?
Yes. Yes. There's going to be some animals there. We're going to keep it a surprise for, you know.
What kind of pets?
Like goats and rabbits and
right.
I don't know, whatever else. So there'll be some.
Whatever else we can find.
There will be animals.
All right,
there'll
cool.
be animals. And then
we need you to bring your cat. Can I just pet it at our house? No, it's a petting zoo.
No,
we couldn't get other animals.
I have three cats I can bring home.
Bring the deaf one for sure.
So part of it is going to be a surprise.
Okay, cool.
And then we have a tree ornament craft station. So kids can make ornaments, and there's a tree there that we're going to decorate. So that's going to be our Gurney
really
tree.
Fun. That's
yes.
so much fun.
Yep.
Is it a Christmas tree?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's a Christmas tree.
It's a pine tree.
So I'm just making sure.
Are there going to be any special guests?
There will be special guests.
Who will be there?
Well,
Santa Claus is coming. Santa Claus himself?
Santa Claus himself is coming.
Oh,
and
exciting.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I heard that he wasn't impacted by COVID and North Pole, but
right.
he got vaccinated.
And he's good to go.
He's going to go.
Okay.
Yeah, he's coming.
That's so exciting.
He's coming. So,
all right. So, again, we're talking about Holiday Lights, which is going on December 2nd here in Gurney. Is it a free event?
Oh, it's absolutely free. It's absolutely free for everyone. But it's a season of giving, right?
Yeah.
So what we're hoping that people will do is bring some non-perishable food items.
Okay.
So we're collecting food for the Warren Township Food Pantry and also Northern Illinois Food
Bank.
Oh,
that's cool.
Yeah, so that's going to be really good. And so we're asking people to bring the food, and also then they get a coupon for snacks because, Jack, there are several businesses who are donating towards this, right? Food items. So then they can get food from there too. Food trucks they have to pay for, but the other one are free.
Free snack.
Free snacks.
Nice.
And we have actually s'mores. We have a fire pit.
Oh, nice.
And yeah, so we will be able to make s'mores as well.
I'm assuming this is snow or shine.
Oh, yeah.
Snow or shine.
Oh, yeah.
We got to tough it up. Yeah. Yes, yeah. Yes. And, you know, one other thing that we're doing as the Gurnee Park District, you guys are familiar with the Go Gurnee, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yes. So we're doing a walk right before the event.
Okay.
So from 5 to 5:30, right at that location, we'll start a walk.
Nice.
And do a walk and then come back and then to the event.
My kind of walk's only a half hour.
That's right. That's right. If you do half an hour of walk, that itself makes
it. And all you have to do is walk. You don't have to. No one's running.
No.
Okay.
No.
Go ahead.
My kind of walk where you don't run.
Yeah. You can walk really fast. Yep.
What else is happening at Gurnee Park District for the holiday season?
Oh, there's a lot of things going on. We have Breakfast with Santa, although that's on December 11th, although I heard that's already sold out.
Yeah,
but
it's hard
maybe
to talk
about.
Maybe
that's a reason for people to make a note of it for next year, right?
Yeah.
Yes. And then we also have Santa calls. You know, we have a special connection with Santa where we can have him make phone calls.
What?
So, yes, people can sign up for that. On our website.
No
if they
way.
Want their kids to get a call. Yes, that's one of my favorite memories of my kids, getting a phone call from Santa back in the day.
Yeah. I'm going to have to do that. It's just right there on the Gurnee Park District website.
Yep.
Cool.
It's right there. So, that's another thing.
In Fit Nation, as always.
Yeah,
I'm sure they'll be doing.
You know, it's getting cold out.
Yeah.
So I used to walk outside and now it's not that easy. So, I encourage everybody to come to Fit Nation. We got machines galore, and we also have another location at Hunt Club.
Yes,
that's a smaller one. So you know, somebody like the smaller environment,
right.
We have that too. So we have something for everyone. So I encourage everybody to get a membership and get in shape.
Excellent. Susie, thank you so much for all the details on what we can expect at this new event, Holiday Lights, again, that's taking place Thursday, December 2nd. Before we let you go, though, Susie, got to ask you, I know where you're going, but where is your Gurnee go to?
Oh, hands down, Tina's Italian Cafe.
Yes, that is the delicious brownies and cookies that you brought in for us, which I'm looking forward to getting into. And we will continue Gurnee's Got It coming up next.